It's the E-Commerce Minute, your daily dose of e-commerce, tech, and retail news with your hosts, John Suter, Bart Meraz, and Brittany Blackman. The E-Commerce Minute is a production of Sumo Heavy, a digital commerce consulting firm located in Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. Find us on the web at sumoheavy.com.
It's E-Commerce Minute episode 766.
In today's episode, Snapchat introduces brand profiles.
Last year, Snapchat launched public profiles for creators and shows to give key partners a unique identity and home for permanent content that's differentiated from real friends on the app. Now, Snapchat has extended its public profiles for creators and extends to businesses with the launch of brand profiles. These provide brands with the ability to bring their in-app experiences to users in a single hub. Brands can save and showcase lenses on their profile, allowing any Snapchatter to discover and or revisit a brand's unique AR experience. These lenses will be discoverable through both Snapchat Search and Lens Explorer. The profile pages can also include a native story that lets brands sell products directly to Snapchat users, powered by Shopify. A highlights feature in profile pages showcases collections of photos, videos, public snaps, and stories, while public stories let brands post content such as behind-the-scenes views and other daily activities. Brands will also have access to mobile and web management tools to help them collaborate with team members, manage content, and review analytics. Similar to public profiles, brands can now see audience demographics and interests for those who view their stories. Target, L'Oreal, and Ralph Lauren are among the brands to create profile pages that Snapchat started testing first. Mobile Marketer points out that Snap's test of brand profile pages is significant for mobile marketers that haven't had a presence on Snapchat, except through the sponsorship of features like AR lenses and other kinds of ad placements. Assuming the test eventually results in a broader global rollout, marketers will have a chance to establish a stronger foothold on the app that lets them interact with their most loyal customers, as they do on other social media apps like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I don't really go on Snapchat anymore, so I'm tapping out on this one.
Yeah, I really liked Snapchat. It was one of my favorite apps, and I find myself going on it less and less and less every year.
I'm sick of it. I just, every once in a while, I'll like check in. I'll be like, nope, I'm done here.
I haven't been on it in forever.
Well, it's, you know, I guess it's the, it's either Snapchat or TikTok, and it's skews very young. And I go on there just to, you know, see what the fellow kids are up to. And I'm always like, okay, let's need to close this now. I don't even know what these people are talking about.
Yeah. I don't even have friends to snap anymore.
I don't like how it's become like when you go into the home screen and you get all those thumbnails of all the stories, because they seed in news and they seed in some shopping stuff, but it's all that, let's make the thumbnail picture as crazy as you can so that it'll engage you. It just reminds me of scrolling through like content creators' YouTube pages. It's like all the thumbnails are just like, you know, here's Connie's beauty demo, and it's like she's looking at the camera. I don't like it. See, I'm more, you know, again, my tastes are kind of odd. Like, I'm into more Trevor Wallace comedian. So I like that kind of edgy, stupid frat boy humor sometimes, or like really edgy, like off the wall, like Tim Heidecker or Vic Berger or that kind of stuff. That's the only stuff that I would really engage with on TikTok. I mean, on Snapchat. And I think even those guys are on there less and less. They're more on Instagram and Twitter these days. It's just everything has kind of been siloed into what your tastes are, and Snapchat don't taste too good to me lately. I
think the other thing is that what sets Snap apart from like all the other apps is that it had nothing to do with advertising, nothing to do with influencer culture. It was like the one app that like had nothing to do with influencers. Mm-hmm. It was literally just us common people just snapping back and forth. And then they added like all this stuff that now makes it like influencer centric and,
well, you kind of have to.
Just like, annoying.
Yeah.
It just I don't know.
It happened. Yeah. I mean, we've said this in countless stories where it's like it started out as one thing and then they just clamped on shopping on top of it because, hey, let's make money now.
Yeah. You know?
And it kind of ruins the experience. And then you get the influencers that move in and everything is just so like, it's just so phony. And
yeah.
I wonder if it's going to change, you know, I mean, they've been saying TikTok to be banned. So I wonder if that's going to get Snap a little more thing. And then like Instagram is doing their thing for the competitor to TikTok, but.
And Facebook had one, but I think, did they shut it down? Who can keep up with this anymore? But I think I think TikTok, what's going to happen, it's so big. I think what'll happen is they will make an American division of it or switch part of the ownership to USA or make a USA version. I just don't see it shutting down. I do understand the security concerns around it, but I think right now it's too big. There's just too much money involved. But
oh yeah,
who knows? Who knows? But yeah, Snapchat, they're still reporting steady user growth. I mean, remember the Snap glasses? Remember all the buzz around Snapchat a couple years ago? I'm just not feeling that anymore. And again, it could be as that user demographic seems to get lower and lower. Because you remember when Snap came out, it was all the people, Bart, like we were following, like people like Casey Neistat, people like that, like real, like famous, like photography YouTubers, like people who are really into like vlogs and stuff. They were all on there, and then suddenly they're not. It was like, yeah, we're doing it, and then we're not doing it. We're moving away from it. And I think the content changed. The influencers, beauty influencers, all that kind of goofy crap moved in, and everyone else moved on. And I guess that's what's happened here. Who knows what the next thing is? I mean, you know, everyone's trying to invent the next TikTok and the next Facebook. But I think what happens a lot of times is people just copy the best features of one and clamp it onto the other and say, voila, look, my new social media platform.
Well, yeah, I mean, something stick around, right? Like, for most a part of it is like you're doing a thing with just, it's a feature product, right? It's not an actual product unless somebody buys it like Facebook where they can grow it and add things to it like they do. You know, Snapchat just is that. TikTok just like, I mean, TikTok merged with, you know, Musical.ly, obviously, and then that just became a thing. And I scroll through it from time to time, but understanding how to create on it is you need like a science degree, I think.
Yeah. What I really appreciate is how the fellow kids are really good at video editing and come up with some of these concepts. And this points to that these fellow kids are part of the mobile generation. Like, you see a kid who's 15, he's doing these crazy video edits, and you think to yourself, wow, how did he do that? And you go, oh, you know, he's had a cell phone since he was 8 years old. So he's been doing this a long time.
Yeah. I mean, you're
like, guys like us, we like, oh, we're going to make some video content. It's like, oh, no, real life got in the way. We can't sit in our bedroom and make TikToks all day long. Speaking of that, so we were talking about Snapchat stats, average revenue per user stood at $1.91. So that's not nothing. Facebook's average revenue per user is $6.95 and Twitter's is $1.62. But 90% of the people on Snapchat are between 13 and 24. And check this out, 75% of those are between 13 and 34. So much younger demographic. I don't know where that 13 to 34, it seems kind of like a broad gap, but anyway, it's younger user base, so we'll see. And I guess they're going to adjust. You know, it seems like they have like a lot of regular brands, like game brands, ice cream, Kylie Cosmetics, Prada University, Universal VSCO, oh, Visco Girls, Tim Hortons. So they're going to participate and do some brand profiles. So yeah, I guess it'll work, but yeah, not for me. Anyway, all right, let's get out of this one. Stat time. Adidas boosted its return on advertising spending 52% in a test on the format. A study last year found 76% of advertising professionals said they hadn't advertised on the app, giving parent company Snap a chance to significantly expand its customer base. Total daily time spent by Snapchatters watching Discover content increased by over 35% year over year in Q1 2020. They were locked in the house. Total daily time spent by Snapchatters watching shows more than doubled compared to Q1 2019. In Q1 2020, over 60 shows reached a monthly audience of over 10 million viewers, up from 50 shows in Q4 2019. So Snapchat is still growing. They're not going away. Again, I'll say it for the ninth time. It's just not for me. But it may be for you. Your mileage may vary. Do you guys have anything else?
Nope.
All right. That's your e-commerce minute for today. We'll see you on the internet tomorrow.
That's it for today's show. If you like the show, do us a favor and subscribe, or leave us a review on iTunes. And don't forget, you can now listen to the eCommerce Minute on your Amazon device. Just add eCommerce Minute to your flash briefing. And finally, if you have a comment or suggestion, or just want to say hi, find us on social media at SumoHeavy.